Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We're holding today the Tzadi Gimel. We have to really concentrate over here.
Yeah.
We start from the top, Tzadi Gimel of an Aleph. Of course, we had the deed of yesterday, the various things. The Dinam, of course, we're still talking about the Dinam of Dam Chatos that spattered on the Beged that requires Kibbutz Bifnim. And now we continue with that because we had the Din that has to come directly from the Kais that after the Kabbalah Saddam. And the Gemara comes, let's say, went on the floor. What is the din over there? Does it also need kibbutz? Does it not need kibbutz? That's the shakers, one of the shakers that we had. Whether you could even be mazit over there in case what went on the floor. But now we have the very top, Tzadi Gimel of an Aleph. Need to concentrate over here. Oh, Yehuda is here. Yehuda Yoda. Didn't know that your name was Yehuda Yoda.
Yeah. I'm on a bus, so.
On a bus?
You're on a bus?
Yeah.
All right.
Going back from an appointment.
Let's say we have a case. Nitiz al beged tameh. We're talking. Let's say the dam was nitaz, but a beged that was tameh, and that itself became tameh. We said, remember, the dam. In order for this din to apply, it has to be dam, which is really first rika. It has to. It cannot have a psul. We had the very beginning. So here it says Dam Chat Shadita Zala Beged. We had a suffix, let's say, where if it had a Shasa Kosher, it didn't have a Shasa Kosher. But in a case, let's say, where it did not have a Shasa Kosher, at least, it certainly does not need kibbutz. Shalas, we had the Machlaikis, whether or not it had a Shasa Kosher. But everybody, in order for it to be good, it cannot be possible. And it can't be Tameh either. Remember, we declared, well, what does it mean? Dam Tameh, it's not Pashut. Then it should become Tameh anyway. Because it's when the Sugya of Chanina Skad HaKayanim, we know that the Din is Mashka Meimid Machayas Tahar. So what does it mean that it becomes Tameh? Our Mishnah says that it's able to become Tameh. What does it mean? The Rambam, it's a problem in the Rambam. Because we paskin like those who hold that Dam Kanshim is not to become a tuba, and it's not Bashir, and it's not become a tuba, and Alpha PK, the Rambam says, we talk over here about this din, that it's not going to require kibbutz. Another thing that we struck is, what do you mean, why should it not become a tuba? Well, why should it not be right for kibbutz? It is right for Esrika because of the tzitz. And which allows you to go do the katzila. Tysus learned that it's speaking where it's nishbarat sits. It's meant to be duper, the things that we talked about, whether or not we can rely on the tzitz l'katzila to go do the hazar, Rashi and Gittin. Tysus over here also, everybody should remember this, that if there's going to be a case of rizui tzitz, you're able to go and do the katzila. The Keren Ayurim asked me, brought it right from Yerushalmi, that it's also like the Keridiah, but the Rashi and the Taisis hold that it is like this. That you can even do it in the Kachila. That's very good. That's a clear. What are we interested in? Shmuel Aaron is asking, what is this din? Are you trying to get rid of, why are you getting rid of the Dam? You're getting rid of the Dam. Because you want the beggar to be clean, or it's a separate din that you have to expunge dam. You don't want the dam kachim to be around. Yeah, well, yeah, all right. Maybe you want to save it from the Gali Nice, right? What it is. That's a clear we do have.
Are you doing it?
Yeah. What, if you want to look, there is a clair. The one that does bring the clair that you're asking is a chemdas daniel. That clair, that's, you know, this is Reb Meir Don. What? The clair chemdas, huh?
Zaks.
What?
Zaks. So this name was Zaks.
Is it Reb Meir Don? No. That's Reb Meir Don.
That's
Israel.
It's a bit.
That's Israel. Yeah.
The
Chemda
is the
Neil.
It's a Talmud of a Mitzvah.
Oh, yeah.
It moves to Rishayim.
I thought it was, it could be, I mixed it up with the Chemda is Israel. Yeah, the Chemda is Israel. Then this is the Chemda is the Neil. Here's that, Claire. What is it for? Is it because of the Dam or is it because of the Begin? No doubt. Let's focus over here. Let's save the questions. Bamine Rabbi Bachame be Rav Chisda. Nitas al Beged Tameh. It was Nitas on a Beged that was Tameh, and in itself therefore became Tameh. Richard, it's a Tani Gimel. Tani Gimel of an Alam Vata.
That's fine.
It came so simultaneously. What happened? The dam before it came on the Begin was Tahar. It comes the second, it comes in contact with the Begin, it became Tameh. Is that cool that the dam is Mechliyim in the din of Kibbutz or not? Mahu. What is the din? Why? Let's say, Amarav, who didn't bring them Yeshua? May the Kabbalah violate for the fact that we're clearing us, Hashem, Hachishma, Midah. What do we say? In order to say that maybe the Dam is not Mechuyev in Kibbutz, what does that obviously mean? Shema, Midah, Haisel, Hashas, HaKosher, Vendiv Salah, Vendiv Salah, Ein Dam, Atom, Kibbutz. The Dam does not mean Kibbutz, because Even though before, if you could hold on say that it does need kibbutz, so what? It's going to need kibbutz because before it was good. Obviously, we're not interested in that before it was good. Even if before it was good, it might not be clear when kibbutz became tamei afterwards. The shaila is the second before came in contact with the beggar who was also tar. How do we view that? Ani mili, but maybe, what's the suffix? Ani mili b'se'acharse. Maybe only the time when it's not b'chuyi b'kibus, is that before it came in contact with the begin, it was tamei. And then it came on the begin, b'se'acharse. But if everything happened simultaneously, avo b'v'asachas, then that tour does not apply, and it's b'chuyi b'kibus. Oh, demolishma, maybe it doesn't make a difference. Saif called Saif. When it was on the Begin, it simultaneously became Tameh, thereby rendering the Chiyuv Kibbutz as not applicable. So we have to know whether or not the Chiyuv Kibbutz is here. The Gemara holds that it happened simultaneously, the Chiyuv Kibbutz with the Tuba. Emma says that that's not Pashin either to understand what it is like this. At what point does the Dab become Tameh on contact? Split second. When is it that the Dab is Mechoyim and Kibbutz? The second it touches the Begin, after it became absorbed in the Begin. Let's say the Dab just came and it sat for a while, then afterwards it became absorbed.
Rolled off.
Let's say, like you said, it rolled off. Let's say it wasn't, it was a type of begging. It was smooth. You go through it out. The chiyuv only comes after it's absorbed. Why the Gemara is asking this question. The Gemara is assuming that it has a din of being simultaneous, even though the actual chiyuv does not apply until the absorption. Is that called that the chiyuv came later, which it certainly does, or that the tchilas achiyuv is already from before. How do you view it exactly? This is a problem that we have over here. I saw that from Rabbi David that he's oimed on this shalom b'shul. David is oimed on this problem. But this is the suffix whether or not there is a chiyuv kibbutz where it comes in contact, we'll call it simultaneous, even though it's not really simultaneous. Omar Lay, now this is the part, that's the whole cup over here, what's going on here? Omar Lay, look to the Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbanan, I'm saying the names over here, the names are very important to be meant to bear in mind for the shot in the whole Gemara that follows. Let's pay attention over here to the names also. Omar Lay, it's going to be Tali, the Machlaikis, the Plukta, the Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbanan, the Machlaikis between Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan, and this simultaneous occurrence. Aliba the Rabba, the way Rabba learns the Machlaikis, Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan, I'd like Abaya learned. So we're talking about Abaya learned shot to answer the way Rabba learned the Machlaikis between Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan. It's a lot to bear in mind. Rabbi Elazar, the Rabbanan, there's Rabba, and there's Abaya that we'll see later on that's coming to ask a kasha, that to answer a kasha. This is a difficulty that we have. Let's concentrate. That's why it needs concentration here. Now let's see what we're talking about. We're talking about the din of the following. The Sanya. Rabbi Elazar Reimer, Mechatos. We're talking about Mechatos Shenit Ma'u. He says what? He says, Mechatos that became Tameh. You're using Mechatos to be Matayar to my space, but the Mechatos itself became Tameh with some other kind of tumor. A Sheretz, Anita touched it. Whatever it is. Let's see. Mechatas shenit ma'u mitarin. Even mechatas that became tameh through some other reason, it's able to be mitar a mace, tumas mace. Why arai? Shere nida mazin aleha, because a nida who, of course, an avatuma, you're able to be maza on top of her, mechatas, and she becomes tahar.
There was a nida that was a tamei mace.
And she was, she was a nida, right? She was a nida that became a tamei mace. So there are two tumas. This nida, she's coming to the tumas nida, and she was in contact with a mace. And Rashi, let's take a look, Rashi, right away. Sharei nida she nigma bemace. A nida became tamei bemace. We're able to be betire her from her tuma space before she became tar from her tuma smida. The taiveles lishteya tumas betvila achas, and she'll be able, after she has hazav bechatas, she'll be able to become tamei tahar. She'll be able to be taivel. One tefillah. Shalomat Sino Betaira. Shahuzkika Litva Ledidasa Tchila. We don't find such a thing. Rabbi Elazar is telling us. There is no din that we're Machayavar to be Tahar first from our Tumas Nida. And then to be Betar from Tumas Base. Ulakabal Haza Betara Keshetitva. The Yeshmikan Raya, so from here we have a Raya, that if you see that a Nida is able to become Tahar from a Tumas Mace, and then to take off the Tumas Nida, the Yeshmikan Raya Lamechata Shenit Ma'u, where that became Tameh, Koinem Haza, also get him a Farsh Rabbah, but also like Rabbah's going to explain. Why? Let's say again, that's the case that we're talking. Nachum, Mechata Shenimu Mitaharin, Sherenida, is Mazin Oleha, Yama Rabba, Rabba Lazar. Why? So why does he hold that way? Where do we find, and how do we see over here, that it's going to be that the tuba, the dam, I mean the water of the mechatas became tamei before it came to be tamei to masvid to be betar from to masvid. The reason is because we are by Rabba. How does this illustrate? How is this an illustration of the water of the mechatas being tamei before it's betar? The reason is, so here we have Rabba explaining Rabba Lazar. Rabba says, Yama Rabba, Rabba Lazar, Meshitas, Rabbi Akiva, Rabba Lamra. The Omar who said, Havaras Kli, Algabe, Makai Tame, when you're Mavar Kli, on top, Algabe, Makai Tame, Kibura Tame. It's good when you're bothered, it's munach down in contact with the tuba. Like we learned the following din. This not, like we learned that the din is, this is Rabba, we're saying it's Rabba Lazar, it goes with the shita of his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, when we learned the following. This is, we're familiar at Shabbos, that there's a din of kluk, klutik mishuch. If it's called into the avir, it's like it's now in the air. That's the din that we have by Shabbos. Person goes and he throws an object from Rosh HaRabim through a Rosh HaYachid or the other way. The din is, even if it never came to rest, he's chayiv anyway. Kluta is gemi shehut chadamia. And now we're saying that this is Rabbi Akiva over here too. Rabbi Akiva Matame. What do we have? Moshe, what did he do? He was standing outside of a tanner and the sheretz betanner. There was a sheretz in the tanner. Why the sheretz had to be the tanner is problematic. Let's say there was no sheretz in the tanner, but the tanner was tamei from before anyway. That could also be the same thing. Why we have to have the sheretz is problematic here. But we'll grant the Gemara. The fact that it's the sheretz betanner, assuming that that's the right gear, something that's the gear save, and there's another gear that doesn't have a sheretz betanner, that itself is not necessary. But we'll keep it the way it is. So let's not get, surrendered on the kuchas, says the sheretz. The sheretz betanner, mahoshit yadol l'chalayim. This person goes and puts his hand into a window. The lotan is halagin. He takes the mechatas, he takes a picture of mechatas, the mira al-gab al-piyatanar, and he passes it over the mouth of the tanner. Mouth of the tanner is on top, the opening's on top, al-piyatanar, he passes it over without putting it into the tanner that has the sheretz in. I hope everybody has the picture. Rabbi Akiva is mitameg. Rabbi Akiva holds the mechatas. It's tamei, even though it never came down in contact with it. But this is the Rabbi Akiva, who's been tamei, even though it's on top of it. And the Rabbanan Amitayim Ahapliki. Comes Rabba, and Rabba says, this is the machlokes that we have. The Mahapliki. Rabbi Akiva Sabah Kabunach Tamei, even though it's Kluta on top, we look at it as if it's kemunach on the bottom, kemunach dami. For Rabban and Sabri, lav kemunach dami. It would seem to me this is a machloikis, the shita sayim. And the way we shine them, learn it over there, They make the Rabbi Akiva, the Rambam, the Perish Abishta, learns that it's a, this is Rabbi Akiva, the Rambam, Perish Abishta, in Parah. Learns that it, well, this is really a machloikis, the Rosh. The Rab, the Rishayim learned that this is Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanin, who are all the Shitaso and Shabbos. Agdamar does not even bring Masechah Shabbos here at all. It's only bringing in the Gana here. But we, the Rabba, the Perish HaMishnah, the Rosh, the Rav, except the Rav also, they learned that this is all the Rabba, the Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanin, Shitasayo and Shabbos, that they argue in the Din Klutim Mishahutcha. It's not Nageya only Shabbos, it's going to be Nageya here. Also, whether or not you consider it that the thing itself, the border, the Mechatas, is there Munach in the Makam of the Sheretz, Makam of the Tanner. And therefore, what? Well, And then, this is, remember, how Rabba learned Pshat in the Tzmach Leikas, in the Rabbalos, and the Rabbonin, by the Mechatas. And Abaye asked, later Rabbi Akiva, the Hazah, and Abaye now came, so remember, we had Rabbalos, and the Rabbonin, Rabbalos, they're talking about Mechatas, Shenipu, Mitarin. Rabbi Elazar said that didn't remember by the Nida, that Nida is able to become Tahar by the Mechatas. And what is it? What is that Taloyon? Because this is Rabbi Elazar. You know why the water became Tameh? Because the water is passing over the Nida. Like we find that Rabbi Elazar holds like Rabbi Akiva that when the water passes over the Tadar, it's Tameh, Hamskuta. So our Rabbi Elazar that we're saying over here, that the water passes over the Nida became Tameh, that's working with the din of Kluta Kamisha Hutba, and therefore what happened? The water became Tameh before it came in contact with the Nida. Therefore, have a Raya, that water which is already Tameh can be Mitayer like it's Mitayer and Nida. Rabbi Elazar's Lashita is Rabbi Akiva Rabbo. Now comes Abaye. And Abaye asked, Maina Rabbi Akiva Behaza Shehavira Agada Alkoi Cheres Tameh. Rabbi Akiva, what did he say? Rabbi Akiva is Maina. That when it comes to the Hazam Bechatos, Shehavira Alkoi Cheres Tameh, where he puts it on top of a Koi Cheres Tameh. Even Rabbi Akiva holds that if it goes on top of a klicharis, that's tameh, or a mishkav u'mayshav that is zav went on, it's tameh. Sheita, why? Shem chadavah shevetameh l'mayla kilbata. There's no one who holds, and there's no concept of the tameh l'mayla kilbata. Unless it's a case of Tumas Ayo, like a Kizayis from Ames, Ushar Komahamachilin, or other cases where there's a din of Tumas Ayo. For example, Lisa Yavin Abadugas, like case by a Nega, where a Nega has a din like a mace, but other types of cases are going to be Tahar. There's no din Kluta over here at all. And then the Gabi, the Din of Tumah, the Ksuma will only be the Gaya, where cases which Tumah space, like Tumah space, or Tumah Negayim. Let's say right away, Taisim Rashi, just a second, wait. Lavir Gabi Tohar, Vinotol Salagin. Takes the login. Let's take a look at the Rashi here again. They have last Kli, again. The opening is on top. Everybody have that? We're talking over here where he took the login. According to our Malosa, Shel Bechatos. Uva Meseches Para Tadidan La. Umay Lahila Bechatos. It's a baila for mechatas. Shows what Rashi means. You normally what it means is a baila hila mechatas. It's a drabonin. Don't think it's a drabonin. It's baila mechatas. I'm talking about a nicker did anyway. You're talking about some baila for mechatas. What will happen if it's not, if you discard the chumra of mechatas? It's tar. It's not going to be a raya anyway for anything from over here. This is a very big problem. Unless we'll say that something, when it says the baila, means a baila diarisa, which some learn. But say it's a mileage rabbana creates a problem. At least I just wanted to bemerk the problem. But then all of a sudden the must have mile, the word mile we've had in the past. Sometimes the Gemara can use the term when it's a mile, sometimes it's going to be a mile with your eyes. It does not mean necessarily it's a chumad rabbana. The Eisei Abaye, and what did he say? He said, Maita Rabbi Akiva Shiaf Alpi, I'm in the Rashi. That is Bechav Aval Pesh and Nechla Belagin. Even though he argued by the case of the Lagin and he says that it's Tameh, Shelbechatos. He's minor here by the din of the Hazar, Shehavira, Gabi, by the case of the Charis. Shehayamazal Ha'adam. Remember our case that we're learning? Vitanur Tame Mapsiko. The Omer Hazar Piatanur, by the case of the Tanur. What do we see? There's a Milo Kilomato, Bioyon Kamakil, Sharko, Rahimo, Siaman, Abin Gas Alba. What do we see from here? What's the reason we're bringing this? Alma Wazas Nida. There's no basis to come and say Kluta Kabishuncha. Alma Bahazas Nida. Lekalameva the Rabbi Akiva. Bishabala Maila Biavir. Al Hanida that she became Neat Base, that it became Tame. Alma Bahazas Nida. Lekalameva the Rabbi Akiva. Bishabala Maila Biavir. That when the Bechatos was the book, Lamaila Biyavir Al Hanida, it even that it became Tame.
This is
a bias kasha. So we see over here that the din of the Kluta will not apply even according to Rabbi Akiva. Oh, wait. No, wait, let me finish. I don't want to get distracted over here. Wait. We have to have the halt cup over here. Wait. So the Gemara says over here, Nachum. So we see over here that even according to Rabbi Kiva, it's not going to be a din of Kluta. Now, so what is that? That's not the shot that the Machlok is between Rabbi Lozer and the Rabbana. El Amar Abaye, the Chuli Abba Lav Kibunach Dami. Even Rabbi Akiva, nobody holds over here there's a din of Kibunach Dami. Nobody holds of the principle of Kluta Kibishahun Chadavya. Nobody holds it such a thing. Why is it that Rabbi Akiva is by the case of the Lagid? He's taking, he takes the Lagid and he passes it over the Tanner, it's Tame. The answer to that is the Rekiva Savak Zera goes reading Sheva Yaduach. It's a Drabbon and maybe he'll put it down into the Tanner. But not because of its mamash. The Rabban and Sami Logos read it. Umayda Rabbi Akiva Bahazah. And Rabbi Akiva is Mayda Bahazah. That even though there's a Rabban in here that we're geyser, maybe on the Yach. Even Rabbi Akiva is Mayda by the case of the Hazah of the Mechatas. Kiva did not fact that we're not geyser over there at all. Where would we be, guys, or maybe you'll put it down? And you're carrying it. Well, let's say you already did the Hazards flying through the air over the Tanner. Over there with the greatest of ease. It's flying through the air with the greatest of ease. There's no such anymore. It's out of your hands. And since it's out of your hands, there's no Xerah. Which means what? It never became Tameh yet, and therefore the Nida is able to become Tahar. Wait. Therefore, we ended up from Elozim Rabbanan, so that from Elozim Rabbanan, then we go back to Rabbi Elozim Rabbanan. Remember that Rabbi Elozim and the Rabbanan were talking about the case of Mechatas. Remember we brought the Machlokes between Rabbi Elozim and Rabbanan, Haya Aymed Chutz L'Tanur, Vesheretz B'Tanur, and so what happened? No, Rabbi Akiva. This was a mechata shenit mu mitarin. So where? What are they arguing? Or the Rabbanan argue? Rabbi Lon said mechata shenit mu mitarin sharei nida mazin alaha. So now what are they arguing about over here? Well, what's their machlokes? Even Rabbi Akiva holds that it's not going to become tameh. So what are they arguing about? Why is it that the Nida should not become Tahar? Why Nida should not become Tahar? Rabbi Lass said that she's able to become Tahar. Why is it like that? And that's why, that's the clincher over here, what we're bringing over here in the first place. Rabbiya, B'danin Tuma Keduma, Mituma Shema'is Hashem Kamiflegeti. Can you still to simultaneous contact Can you show to simultaneous contact to make her tohar with King and bring a raya that even where the tumor already existed on the mechatas, it's also as the kach to be matar. Bar Savar done it. One holds that you can say you can don and show it to kedu to tuma where the tuma comes in contact where it was not tumah ready from before. Bar Savar ain't done it. And what else I done? This is the right way. You see now why I didn't want to interrupt over here. So now we understand if that's the machlokes, whether when it comes tuba, where the tuba and the tara comes where the tuba and the tara come simultaneously, that's going to be the machlokes that we have there based on the way Rabbi had said it, and Rabbi had the kasha, the way Rabbi finally resolved the whole thing. And that's what we meant originally. Let's, to make it clearer, let's go right back to the beginning of the Yomid again. We'll see, that's why the Gemara meant it. So the Gemara held here, what's the now come and say, if we have the Dam Chatas that now became tough on a beggar that was tameh, and it came simultaneously, is that chayv and kibbutz or is it not chayv and kibbutz? How do we view that? And that's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara then says, what the Gemara say? Amar lay. This is the shayla mem Rabbi Machaba Yisra Chista. So we take a look seven lines down, six or seven, six lines down. Amar lay, six lines down. Amar lay. So he answered him and he said, this child that you have the mech of the dam chato shenidas halab begit. Look to the Rabbalazim or Rabbanan, whether you're able to show soon the tuba, which is the tuba, which is not tame from before, whether or not it's, well, how do you view the simultaneous tubas with the Tara? Alima, according to the chat that we're concluding with, Alima the Rabba and the Machlaikis between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan, after Rabbi had the kasha and Rabbi Akiva, how he learned the whole machlokes, and that's the machlokes from Lazarus. She says, Mamash, the exact same case as Dab Chatash, Shanita Tzala Begim, and the Begim was Tamay.
So, can Rabbi Tzoli had a Baya again?
What?
How did the Baya explain the machlokes from Lazarus and the
Kapha? So he's saying, so now the machlokes is only where it's simultaneous. Abaya said, the nida where it goes over the nida, the mechatas, it's not tameh because there's no clue to be shahudcha. So then, what is the machlekes? The rabbanan machlekes whether you were geyser, whether or not when you carry something, it's as if you put it down. But that does not apply over here. It doesn't matter because it's flying. All right, so those machlekes not where it's flying. Does that, so Machlaik says where it's flying, since the tumor did not take place yet, it's going to take place. Where simultaneously, it's going to take place simultaneously. Are we Glazer? Are we not? Or is it Tamei? Or is it not Tamei? Is it going to be affected? Or is it not going to be affected by the Mechatas? So over here we're saying the same thing. When you look at it a second before it comes in contact with it, it was tahar. It was tahar. The beged is tameh, but the dam is tahar. Here you're talking, let's say Anita is tameh, but the water is tahar. Both cases, the one case the beged is tameh, and the other case the Anita is tameh. In both cases, the water or the dam, before they come in contact, are tahar. So you have the flying thing flying through the air with the tahar coming in contact with the davar tameh. Whether the davar tameh is the ishanida or happens to be a beggar by the case of the dam tameh. And the shows how do you view that exactly? That's totally the machlokes from Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanan.
Why do you need the same exact thing?
Why don't you can answer that question? What am I going to say? Shmuel Aaron. Every case of Tumas Reisat, we're talking, there's another Tumah here. That might be an because that's the Xeris HaKosuma, how you're retired, Tumas Reis. You do it, it's Tumas Reis, you put the Mechatas, it disappears. Over here, the Tumas Nida will not disappear as a result of Mechatas. Here is an ego, here is an impediment. The impediment is a different Tumah that Mechatas has nothing to do with.
So the mind becomes
hard. Yes. Now, wait. Rav Amar Nam Chuli Amei Donu. Now, wait. Rav now comes and says, wait. Rav Amar Chuli Amei Donu. You don't learn one from the other. And what is the machlokes? A different machlokes. Everybody maybe hitched don't do one to the other. And and the Rav Elazar Sofer Hazah Tzrich Hashir, where Rav Elazar holds that Hazah, to make a Hazah, if by Mechatas, it requires a certain amount of water for the Mechatas to be Metahir. What is that amount of water?
Yeah.
We have,
The
Sayyid were
here with the
Shir. The Sayyid with the Shir is, but we have a Mishnah in Parah. We have the Parah, we have the Shav, there's a certain amount. Let's say that you would have the azide. Look, azide there, that you have the azide, you have to put it into the water, where there will be water in, that will make the whole azide, the azide wet.
Azide.
What?
It's an
azide
worth of water.
It's an azide, like an azide, wet, it has to be cut. So is there an amount that you have for that? Azad tricha shir. And even though it needs a shear, maybe if you didn't have a shear, you could be mitzaref the first dipping with the second dipping of the water, and that will be mashal of the shear. They hold the hazah does not need a shear in order to be mitahir. It does not need a shear in order to be mitahir. And therefore, what is the machlokes? Therefore, what we have over here is that when the Rabbi Elazar is saying, in his case, where it says, Mechatas, Shedidba'u, Mechatas that became Tameh its Mitaharim, because it needed a Mazin Allah by an easier Mazin Allah. And therefore, what happened? What did you do over there by the case of the Nida? You started off with a Sapsachati Azah, you start, and then you were mashlim with another thing.
The first dripping of heart.
First thing, yeah. So here, Rashi, let's take a look at the Rashi. Rashi says, the Chuli Abba ain't done it. Rabbi Lazar Tuba Keduma, Bituba Keduma Yaluf. The Rabbi Lazar Savar. Hazah Trichashir. Does everybody have that Rashi?
Yeah.
Rabbi Lazar holds Hazah needs a shear. Who been starving the Hazahs? Clean up the Hazah Kabaisa Allah. It drips on her. When the first drip comes on her, Hakati Lab Hazah Hilatara. It's not enough to be Matara because Yom Hazah Tzrich Hashir. And therefore that's not enough. Even though the water became tame, because she was a nida. It touched her, and therefore it was a case of tuma keduma. There's no tara yet at all from tuma space. But the water became tame because of tuma nida in the contact with her. You're able to use that water to be mitzaref. Imashniya with the second drop, la hashla mashir. Alman, therefore, what did Rabbi Elazar say? Mechatos shenikma'u lifnei hazah. I'm a tyrant. Therefore, it is the case of mechatos that's already tameh, and he holds that it has the kayach to be mitahir. Because it already became tameh. By the time the tara comes, the water is already tameh. And the rabbanan hold that it's not like that. Rabbanan Sobek ain't Hazah Tzrich Hashir. The hazah is finished.
Right away.
It's not tameh before it's chal. It's not tameh right away, and it's betayer right away. It's betayer right away, and it's betameh right away.
The whole thing happens together.
Yeah, so it's parevesi mashniya. Together. And the Rabbanu Hom is Tafalei Hazav, Aleka Lebele, Adivi, you can't learn out from here, the Dinatuma Keduma, it's Tuma Shemai Sashai, it's come simultaneously. The only thing you see over here is that it's simultaneous. You have the Hazav, the Mechatas, where even though it's Machos Mikashir, it's going to be effective, it works. Hazai Trichashir. Aye, it comes Tamei. At the second that it comes in contact with her, fine, but you don't have a raya in a case where there was already tamei from before it became effective.
There
is a klar that we have what it means hazah that you can be mitzarif. That it needs a shear. How are you going to be mitzarif it? Is it a thin in the ma'isa hazah, or is it there is some like it's the chalois that happens from before, but that's already, we don't have time to elaborate more on that. But according to this, the way we're saying now, what comes out, and this is one of the big problems that we have. According to the Maskana, the way we have here, nobody holds up Kuta to be Shuhuncha.
What?
No. The whole principle, the whole thing doesn't apply if Kuta to be Shuhuncha. Even though, and the way Gemara in the end comes out, Rabba, Abayin, they dismissed the whole thing, the Kutzkabi Shahuncha. And what happens in the Din by Shabbos? The Rabbanin, what do we say? Rabbi Akiva by Shabbos certainly holds a Kluta. And then Gemara says it on the Kluta. Even Rabbi Akiva the Gemara say doesn't hold a Kluta. The Gemara doesn't say that. But the Mishayim say it like this, and when they bring this Machlaikis, they say that it's really going to be totally, and that machlokes Rabbi Akiva the Rabbanan. The Gemara here is not machalik between. It doesn't even mention the, that doesn't mention a chilik between two, but the Gemara says this is the machlokes that we have, and the pashtus would be that there's two separate sugyas, and just because you hold by Shabbos, there's a din of kluta kamisha hudcha that says nothing to govern the din of tuba. Over there, it's like, yeah. Over there, remember, what is the case? Shmuel Aaron is saying, you passed it through the Rishus HaYachid or through the Rishus HaRabim. It's in that Rishus. What are you missing over there? You're missing Hanacha. Rabbi Kiva holds the blood like this, Hanacha. It doesn't make it, it doesn't have to come to rest. It's able to fly, and that's good. Over here, you're flying, it's flying over on top, it's over the Tanner. What is it? Are you coming, Rabbi Kiva holds that something is like over Rishus? It's like it's down outside into Rishus. It's where the Makom HaTuma is. He never said that. He never said that it's able to go and change the Rishus. He said that if it's in the Rishus, but it's missing a condition of Hanacha that's required on Shabbos, it's still a reason to be chai for the din of Haitzah for Haitzah Nachlosa. That's all he said. So the Shaila is, that's over here, it's different though. And therefore, that's the thing that we have over here.
It's a simpler, it's not Tysus, because if you're holding it, even if Rabbi Akiva will consider.
That's about like it's Theratysus, from Kevenger and Shabbos, is the question.
That's
the original Kevenger. From Kevenger and Shabbos, it's the original between Tysus on the Tysus and Tzadik Beis. Tzadik Beis and the Hey. What?
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
That would work. If first I should see the right.
Okay. And we have the Mishnah, and we have, like we said before, let's say did not have a Shasa Kaisher Venif Salah. Then everybody would hold, ain't double toe kids, dead the doctor certainly does not need kibbutz. Reb Shimon, I mean, echad zeh, ain't double toe kibbutz. Rabbi Akiva says, echad zeh, whether it has, does it, ain't double toe kibbutz, my time is Reb Shimon.
Sure.
See, Az Aisa Oksi Midaba.
Two
Miyutim. Chad Lehecha, what is the Haisa Hecha, the Haisa Lashasa Kaisher? What is that we are in Hadashasa Kaisher? But we had Hadashasa Kaisher? And that even over there does not need it. Rabbi Akiva holds Aisa is for a separate thing completely. Probably Truma. Rabbi Shimon, the Taime, the Omar, Kachim Kalame, Tudim Riku, Shtifa, Mikoske Truma. We're going to leave this because he uses it for a different thing. We'll talk about these din and what this din of Berika Shtifa is and Kolska and Vaitruba. We're going to, we'll come back because it's, the Gemara is going to deal with this, sugi unto itself. Nita is being Hatsavar. Allah Begin. Let's say it does not come from the clay that you are Makabel, the Dam with. It spritzes. From the tzavar directly onto the beged. Ain't a tall kibbutz. That does not need kibbutz there. And only where it comes from, the kli came from the mizrak. Minah karen, minah yisayin, ain't a tall kibbutz. Nishbach, let's say, nishbach ala ritzbah, biyotzma. Also, it gets on the beged, ain't tall kibbutz. Ain't tall kibbutz. El adam, shediskabel, bekli, v'ray lazar. It has to be regular, Tana Rabban. Yachal Ditas Minat Savar Allah Begin, maybe I would think Eitol Kibbutz. Tabalemar Sher Yizeh. Lo Amarti Lach, and this is the aside of the Din. Lo Amarti Lach Ela Beroi Lahaza. And it has to be right for the Hazah. If it's not right for the Hazah, Kitabi Yidach, Yachal Ditas Minat Karen, I mean, I aside. Even Yehetal Kibbutz, Tabadleba Sheyiza, Pratlaze Shekvar Huza. It already went and landed over there. Therefore, over there, it's the did is that over there it's not going to require Kibbutz.
This one's there.
What?
We asked that how.
That was not a Chatos, remember?
Right. So then we don't have a problem. We asked that Kash, how was the child to have.
All the dam, how are they able to walk in?
They say, and
yeah.
This type of dam. That's why it's
not
strong. What? I'm not getting myself that. So I asked when we first started learning this parrot, then how do they walk around?
Yeah.
This type of dam,
and
it's not a problem.
It's not a
Chatos.
That's why it's
on. But the cinema
Tushvashim. Yeah.
Awesome. Now, what you're asking is different.
Why don't we apply here?
Okay. Yeah. That's not relevant over here. We're talking about the Dam Chatos that goes out to the Vegas. Different thing over here. No, again, when we talk about the Din, we have a Dam Chatos Shenitas Al HaBegin. Any Begin, any Begin, the Kibbutz of a Begin. What we have over here is you might have, we'll see it. It's about it. It can be at least in Big Bakuda also. We'll have it by the Me'il, even they could have a Zazach. But there's it's Zevach Toidach. Brings that, if he has, like we made the observation other times. A couple of days ago maybe. How many times a day, you imagine the laundry that they would have to do if they would do it? How's a child they should have to change it regarding how many times a day? No. If just because there's a little bit of dam that inevitably will go, that itself does not make the psul of mitushtashim. Mitushtashim means that they have to be soiled substantially. Now, please don't ask them what's the shear. But in the case, let's say, where, if it's soil, then it's mitushtashim. If there's a drop here and there, which is inevitable, that's not a problem by regular karbanis, unless the chatas. The chiddush by dam chatas shenitas ala beged is, You have a drop of dam that comes on there, you have to wash it.
What's the
shit? That has
one drop.
Yeah. Dam's had the shenita zalabegit. Let's say it becomes soiled to a point where it's mears. Then it's metushlashim. Then it's going to become puzzle. But it's by any color. It doesn't do with the chattas. But we're talking about Avadi. You can have dam chattas that goes to a big day kahuna. And once you wash it, and there's a bit of washing it, minas dam, you can't, but if it's usable, let's say the same dam chattas became nitas from a zrika of an oila. On the big day kahuna. You can use that. That's not absorbed with tushlashim. You don't have to change your clothes.
Something special about
chattas. There's something, yeah, that's exerts our custom only by adab chattas. It doesn't apply by anything else. And from the kli. Let's say it's fed from the camp. It came from the mizbeach or it came directly from the tzavor, which is really from the shrita. Over there, it depends how much dam came. If the dam came and soiled the whole bag, in Erechadami, it would be different. But if a drop here and there came, and there are streaks of dam, that's not a problem of at all when it comes to there. Nishmachal Rishpa. Tasu lovely, why do you need the case where it's going to go where it goes on the Rishpa? Tasu lovely matam ka reche matam nishmachal Rishpa v'yosvei tom kibus. The reason is a mishayin tom kibus. El adam shen iskamo mikli. V'roi v'hazoya, that's the key here. The key is that it has to be Niskabel from the Kli and Roy for Hazoyim. Roy la Hazoyim, Limute Bai. When it comes to Limute, Kibel, Pachas, Bechdei Hazoyim, the Kli Zer. You are Mikabel less than a Kidei Hazoyim, the Kli Zer, Pachas, Bechdei Hazoyim, the Kli Zer. The Sadia, like we learned. Rabbi Chalakta, by Sholom, Akinish, Pachas, like we learned by Mechatas. Kinish pachas b'chdei hazoy b'chalisa, pachas b'chdei hazoy b'chalisa, lo kidesh. There is going by, mechatas. And he buy lo, b'dam, mal hiltasai, should we learn that it's halacha l'may, should we see that I'm a mechatas? I'm a hiltasai, like I'm reading, therefore, so it's going to be a mechatas, you wouldn't be able to learn anything. Oh, Dilma. Pasuk by Tavid Exim, V'tava B'mayin. It says V'tava B'mayin. And therefore it has to be a substantial amount. It says B'mayin. Mashma that you have to have, that it should be B'shas Kiddush, a sheer tefillah. Okay, now we say V'tava B'dam. Toshim out there for the other, Toshim out the other, Rabbi Zvika, Rabbi Elazar, B'dam, lo Kiddush. It has to, lo Kiddush. It has to be something that's right for Hazah. Amar Rava, Tanya, Bitoval, we learn out from Bitoval, but we talk about the Din Baye, Chatas. Bitoval, he has to go do a Maisa Tzvilun, of his finger into the Dam, by Chatos Hapanemius. That's where we're going. Dad Bitoval, alone is Sapik. He can't wipe his finger on the side where there's some Dam. It has to be a pool of dam that he dips it in. B'dam, shehem b'dam shir tefillin. You need a shir that it's right for him to be put like a pool. B'tefillin be'ikara. Min hadam shebe'inyin. And when he does it, he has to do it in a way where every ma'aseh tefillin that he does of the four is coming from the pool. He can't do one twice. He has to go every Maisa Tvila on the Karen. Every Maisa on the Karen needs its own Tvila. Bistrach Lemichta Bidam, the Kosarachmana Bitam Al Hava Minafa Pita Lekashir Tvila. Meikara. Maybe you can do it. You did it originally. Maybe you can just use the remainder of the Da on his finger. He could use the same thing twice. Kosarachmana Bidam. The Kosarachmana Bidam Hava Minafila Misapek. Because of Rachmana B'Tavah. Therefore, it says B'Tavah, you have to put your finger into a pool of dab. You can't just wipe and clean the dab that's there stuck on the wall. Min ha'dam shebe'inyan. Libute bai. What is that coming to tell us? Abarama libute shirahim shebe'etzba. One dam which is left over on the finger from a previous tefillah, maybe you can use that for another azam.
Okay.
Well, good. The Sailor of Alasa, Deborah of Alasa, Shirayim Shabbat, Babsulim. That Shirayim is possible. You can have to do every Maisa Hazab. It's a separate Maisa Tfilim. Amal Rabba, Rahadab, Rav, Amar Tamina, Amar of Abram, Tanina, Wilhayamasa, Minitsa, Hazabi, Yodo. Angelo, he's, before he does it, Tal Kibus. Misha, he's, what's the Hazaz done? By love, what does it mean? Actually, Gomar, maybe it means before you finish the Hazaz Tal Kibus. Once you finish, Misha Gomar La Hazaz. Ain't Tal Kibus, which would mean what? It means Ain't Tal Kibus. Actually, Yotza Hazaz Miyada Tal Kibus. Misha Yotza Hazaz Miyada Ain't Tal Kibus. Where the remainder of the dab on your finger is not usable anymore. So it's like that dab became more than a beggar. It doesn't mean kibbutz because the dab is not possible. And therefore, as soon as you did, you finished the Maisa Hazar on the Karen.
Even if you didn't touch the Karen?
No, touch the Karen. You put it. You put it on the carrot. Please, unless you're talking Beit Abadim. Yeah, Beit Abadim is different like Taisa Daft as well. Yeah, Taisa. By the Parachs. Eis Bei Abayev. Gomar Melah Hazes Mikai Neach Yado Begufa Shal Parah. That's by Parah. By Mechatos. Gomar Rig Loi Gomar Lo. Gomar Loi Gomar Mikai Neach Yado Begufa Shal Parah. When you finish it, you wipe your hand on the parah. Lo gomar. If you didn't finish mekadesh et bo, if you weren't gomer it, then you mekadesh et bo because of what? Because there also becomes puzzle where the remainder of the dam of the water on the finger. What are you going to do there? You can't go and wipe your finger on the Guba Shapara. A lot of hairs, loose hairs that are there. And things that you're not going to be able to do that. It's not going to be effective. That's Rashi learns. And therefore, what do you do? Rashi says, you wipe your finger, no, but you can't say you do it Gufa Shalpara because his hand, his finger is going to get crummy. Not crummy. It's going to get dirty. No, but it's a lachlech etzbo begufa para. It's not going to have. It's going to get hairs that are stuck on the finger and you're not going to be able to do the hazal properly. Therefore, that's the din that we have. All right. Okay.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.